poetry, and jazz.
Dance.
Books.
Film.
Arts.
Film.
Dance.
Novella.
Music.
Novella.
Fashion.
Art. All of this.
And more.
In a state we call our own.
State of the art. Did you say dance or dance?
That's right, it is time for State of the Art, and joining us this morning we do have Roberta Rich to come and chat to us about her upcoming solo exhibition, which is happening at Black Dot Gallery. It is called Deny, Denial, Denied. It is opening on Thursday night and running until the 20th of August, and she's come in to chat to us all about it, and I'm super excited to have you in. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Beth and Nick.
It's an absolute pleasure. Before we chat about your exhibition that is kicking off this week, for people that are unfamiliar with your arts practice, how would you best describe it?
Sure. So I work across a variety of mediums, but at large my practice explores issues of identity and looking at my own identity as a diaspora South African growing up in Australia. So various experiences that I've had informs my practice, and I guess the way we view identity and all of its forms.
In the last few years, you've won some really wonderful awards, like the Sainsbury Sculpture Grant through the National Association for the Visual Arts in 2015, and more recently, the Friedman Foundation Scholarship. And we've spoken on the show before about how important these kind of external markers of recognition can be in facilitating the practicalities of creating work that would otherwise perhaps be unsustainable. How much of an impact do you think these have kind of had on your career?
Oh, definitely. It's had a huge impact. As an emerging artist, having avenues such as the programs NAVA facilitate, even Australia Council for the Arts Art Start program, was massive in allowing me to further foundate my practice. It enabled me to do my residency in South Africa in Johannesburg at Assemblage, where the works produced in this residency are for the upcoming exhibition. So these kinds of programs are really important for emerging artists and like need to stay in place, as you've seen, or as everyone has heard about the arts funding cuts and such, but it's really vital for emerging practitioners in all fields.
You have just touched on a little bit about your residency. Do you want to talk to us a little bit? What was that experience like for you?
Sure. So I spent 2.5 months at Assemblage Studios, located on the outskirts of Johannesburg CBD. And there I was looking... I've travelled to South Africa before to inform my work and research, but I'd never spent much time in Johannesburg. So it was really amazing meeting like-minded artists, musicians and poets, and looking further at themes in my work. And so by being at Assemblage, it facilitated me looking at South African histories in my work, and this produced a series of prints, some video installation, as well as tapestry works that I've made.
It seems like research is a really big, important part of the work that you create, but also a big part seems to be around kind of self-exploration and negotiating your own personal identity politics. When that is a big part of your work, how do you kind of create a working process around that?
Well, I think research is essential for arts practice and even beyond arts practice, but I've looked a lot at, I guess, post-colonial and feminist discourse, and by extending to South Africa as well, expanding my research there. I can speak from a positioning in Australia, but I think it's also important, or part of my residency as well, was doing my research in South Africa, so taking on a speaking position. Without that research, I think that's where you can fall into dangerous territory. So a lot of my work has moved into language and text visually, so, and I think that's informed by the research that I've taken on.
Roberta, when people come to this exhibition, what can they expect to see?
Sure. They will see a series of prints that I've made that have visually take abstracts from publications produced by the South African Institute for Race Relations. So as the exhibition is titled Deny, Denial, Denied, I was looking at themes and issues surrounding denial and how that may operate. And from my positioning as a so-called coloured South African, during the apartheid regime, the South African Institute for Race Relations operated on its own body, not affiliated with any other political party, and recorded the country's affairs, economic affairs, social affairs at the time. So I was really interested in the population chapter, which looked at race reclassifications. So during this time, you could go to Home Affairs or a welfare office or Centrelink, as we call it, or government office, and if you were the right visual shade or tone, you could change your racial identity. So I found this really interesting in terms of ideas of denial, because I started to think about, well, are we denying what we've been assigned, or have we originally been assigned and denied from our identity that we'd like to self-determine? And then also that extends further into issues of denial that are happening in the country right now and what these categories have set up. So the prints, or serigraph prints, explore this. There's also a couple of videos. So a video I've made about District 6, which was an area in Cape Town, I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but during the Group Areas Act was declared a white area. So the whole community was forced to remove and given designated areas where they could, were now allowed to live, and they completely bulldozed the community. So if you go to Cape Town now and you see that area, there's still a lot of rubble and just barren land. So last year was 50 years since the forced removal. So I have a video about that and also another video about what I've touched on during apartheid, the different ways that people could be classified. There was one known as the pencil test, where a pencil would be put in your hair and where, depending on how that pencil stayed in your hair, could determine your level of coloured or blackness, if you like. So, yeah, some pretty intense forms of institutionalizing identity.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have just tuned in on The Breakfast Spread, we are doing State of the Art at the moment. Our guest is Roberta Rich. Her exhibition, Deny, Denial, Denied, opens at Black Dot Gallery tomorrow.
Roberta, you've spoken a lot about kind of how those dominant views of kind of categorizing identity can, you know, negate, you know, cultural experience and also self-determination, you know, and you were saying that, like, the history is so, so recent. When we're so used to, I think, simplifying and narrowing people, just kind of like on a day-to-day people, like people get read and misread all the time. Mm. When you're kind of putting that into your work, how do you find exploring that in your just everyday life?
Well, in my work, I tend to use a lot of satire, I guess as a form of perhaps working through issues and healing, but also ambiguity, because I try and, by using ambiguity, I don't want to be telling my viewer what I necessarily think or want them to think either, and allowing a space for people to perhaps challenge or rethink these very dominant kind of perspectives or that influence people. In my own experiences, heavily, it's almost like primary research in my work. And being someone who, so growing up in Australia, South African parents in a small regional town, and growing up and being asked, how come your family are black and you're not? And so these kind of questions that I grew up with would then later become part of my arts practice, and then was a platform for me to explore at large, or how we view identity and how that can be deconstructed and critiqued. But yeah, I still, it's interesting when I go to South Africa as well, and depending where I am, because of my Australian accent as well, there's another layer where my Australian identity is heightened, but then back here, my South African identity is heightened in different contexts. So it's a really interesting play. Depending where I am, it's constantly shifting.
You've kind of touched on this a little bit, but there definitely seem to be some kind of similarities that echo through the kind of colonial histories of South Africa and Australia. You know, how similar have you found that in your kind of research?
Well, in my research, I've come across, as there's definitely parallels between the colonial history here in Australia and South Africa. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Australian government looked towards the Nationalist Party in South Africa on how Australia could apply their own apartheid in this nation. And, you know, I guess it's kind of 101 colonialism of, like, divide and conquer, where in South Africa, the communities there were, and through these racial categories, was created divisions so that people couldn't necessarily stand together and fight that system. So there's definitely parallels on how people were classed racially, and to try and, I guess, unthink their identity in terms of, I mean, in South Africa you have this third category as coloured, which is ridiculous in itself. It's a construction, but it's also, in my work, I'm trying to reclaim that language as well, and what that could mean. So, I mean, you can draw parallels to, you know, stolen generation here in this, you know, trying to use disgusting terms like breed out, you know, one's identity. So there's definitely parallels between the two colonial histories.
Roberta, it sounds like such a fascinating exhibition. It is starting tomorrow night at Black Dot Gallery. It's called Deny, Denial, Denied. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning.
No worries.
Thanks, Roberta.
If anyone wants to catch it, it is happening from Thursday until the 20th of August at Black Dot Gallery here in Melbourne. You're listening to The Breakfast Spread this morning.
Coming up at the Grace Darling Hotel.